الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him. And we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Today's khutbah, inshallah, is a continuation of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and today we're going to address Al-Malik Al-Quddus. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbi al-Nas, Malik al-Nas, Ilahi al-Nas, min sharr al-waswas al-khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudur al-Nas, min al-jinnati wal-Nas. Means, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind. The attributes of Al-Malik means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sovereign of everything that exists, the creator and sole owner of all known and unknown universes, and the everlasting sovereign of our universe, all stars, human beings, animals, plants, jinn, angels, demons, and other beings of which we are either aware or unaware, are all under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all universes, also owns countless universes and regulates their amazing order. It is unlikely that people who consciously submit to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers themselves to be aimless beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything, for he sees and hears everything. People who are aware of this also have to be aware that they are responsible to our Creator. Indeed, the consciousness that the universe's all pervasive order has a unique owner makes believers naturally turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who holds sway over everything and everyone. Some of the verses related to this verse, this issue. Surat Taha, verse 114, means, High, exalted be Allah, the King, the real. And from Surat Al-Mu'mineen, verse 116, means, Exalted be Allah, the King, the real. There is no deity but Him, Lord of the noble throne. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no deity but Him. He is the King, the most pure, the perfect peace, the trustworthy, the safeguarder, the almighty, the compeller, the supremely great. Glory be to Allah above all the associate with Him. The Surah Al-Hash, verse 23. Al-Malik is the one who executes his command in his possession. Every Malik king is not able to execute their Amr well. Malik is the one who owns and also has authority. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Malik also has similar names that al-Malik and al-Malik. It means Allah is one of incomparable greatness. No one is like Him in His greatness. He is al-Malikul Haqq. He is the one who possesses the absolute disposal of affairs. He can command, make, and do whatever He wants. It also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives mulk to whoever He wants, because mulk belongs to Him. There is no Malik except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn this from the hadith, La Malik illa Allah. There is no king except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the ayah, Allahumma Malik al Mulk. تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء. O Allah, possessor of sovereignty, You give kingdom to whom You will and take it away from whom You will. He is al-Malik, He is Malik al-Mulk. In His hands is the power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever He wants. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Verily, His commands, when He intends a thing, is only that He says to it, be, and it is. He does not even have to explain the command, just be, and it is. The kings and all the honors are humble in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are lower. No matter how great a king may be, they are all humble and lowly compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The unjust honors will be the worst of the day of the judgment. Even the owners of animals will be punished if they are unjust. Remember the story of a lady who owned a cat who did not feed it. This shows us that if a person is a Malik in a way or another, they will be accountable for what he owns and what he is responsible for. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be accountable. He is the just. In a hadith, In Sahih Bukhari, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold the earth on the day of judgment, and He will roll up the skies in His right hand, and He will say, "Ana al-Malik, I am the king. Aina muluk al-ard, where are the kings of the earth?" No one will speak, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of that day. All the kings of earth will be humbled on the day of judgment near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not call ourselves great names. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Malik, al-Malik, al-Malik. A hadith in Sahih Bukhari states that the worst name near Allah Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment is one named Malik al-Mulk, or Malik al-Muluk, the King of Kings. According to Ibn Hajar, he says, from this we learn it is haram to name oneself or others with these names. It does not befit a human being to call oneself with this name. We should be humble in front of the king. Anyone who realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Malikul Haqq, they can only be humbled in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not raise himself above the level of an abd, slave. He will consider himself as an abd, which is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called abd many times in the Quran. Humility is not just in the heart, but also in a person's postures and body language. How do the ibadul rahman walk on the earth? Haunan, humbly and gently. Every malik or owner, king, has his own space. They have their own limitations that no one should trespass or do anything that would degrade, insult, or disrespect him or her in any way. We learn this from the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, one of the four is hadith Nawawi. The halal is clear, and the haram is clear. Like the one who grazes his animals near al-hima, or the al-hima. Al-hima is the ground that the king has set aside only for his animals, the king's private property. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every king has a hima, and the hima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what he has prohibited. Hima is well secured and almost sacred, that none can come near it. That is why this translation uses sanctuary. All of us in our rules in life have some level of authority or ownership over something or someone, and we have our own hima that we hold dear and sacred, that we protect and safeguard. Ask yourself, what is your hima? And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the highest and the best example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Malik. And what is his hima? The hima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what he has prohibited. The private grazing land that we cannot enter is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram for us. What we know that if we commit that which is haram, we will be accountable for it. But think of the deeper lesson behind this hadith. How would you react if someone trespassed your hima? Just as it is disrespectful for someone to trespass your hima. If we are committing haram, is disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as lowly slaves are trespassing his hima, the king of the kings. And it does not befit a slave to disrespect his master in any way. This teaches us that we must remain within our bound. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Malik. So we should remain as a servant near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not do anything that He does not approve. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. There is a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, whoever say لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. So that means none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things. 100 times He will receive the rewards of freeing 10 slaves. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الله سبحانه وتعالى القدوس، some scholars stated about the attribute of Allah سبحانه وتعالى القدوس. I will just mention a few of them. Ibn al-Qayyim states, Al-Quddus means the one who is free from and above any shar, evil, any naqs, deficiency, and any aib, fault. In other words, he is high, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above what does not befit him. He is the pure one. He does not have any deficiencies or fault. Ibn Kathir states, Al-Quddus means the one free from any naqs, deficiencies. He also says, Al-Quddus refers to the one who is attributed with the attributes of the perfections. For example, the attribute of knowledge and of creation. Al-Bahiqi states, Al-Quddus is the one who is tahir, pure, and high, alu, al-ali, the one who is pure from having any children or partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is far from any imperfection, error, fault, and shortcomings, and far from anything that is derogatory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from the fault of shirk or having any shariq, partner. He is perfect, who needs no partner. The one who needs help cannot manage himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa. There is no one but Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from having any spouse or a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from death. He does not die. He does not sleep. The creation sleeps for energy and due to tiredness, and all of the creations will die. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ, and place your trust in the one who is ever living and does not die. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان وَيَبْقَ وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Whatsoever is on it, the earth will perish, and the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will abide forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from the fault of sleep, of dying, and of perishing. A hadith in Sahih Muslim states, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep, and does not fit him that he sleeps. In Ayatul Kursi, it states, sleep nor slumber overtakes him. So if he is Al-Quddus, he does not get tired. He does not need to sleep. He does not need to die. He is free from these faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from committing zulm, injustice. When do people commit zulm? When they are overcome by their desires and wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Quddus. Even if people do zulm to Him, He does not do zulm to people. In a hadith Al-Qudsi, in Sahih Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-zulm ala nafsi, waj'altuhu baynukum muharraman, fala tazalamu. O my servants, I have made zulm haram upon myself, and I have made it haram for you all. So do not commit zulm. He says in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 40, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong a person even to the amount of an atom's weight. وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفُهَا. And if there is a good deed, He multiplies it. He does so much good, so much ihsan, because He is Al-Quddus. If is one small good deed, He multiplies it. وَيَأْتُ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا حَظِيمًا. He gives from himself a great reward. He is free from lying. He is so pure. He does not lie or say anything that is untrue. In Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And who is truer than Allah in narration? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدُ اللَّهِ حَقًّا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. This is a promise on Allah that is true. And who is more truthful than Allah in speech? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from dalal, error or nisyan, forgetfulness. He does not forget or make a mistake. Those who have faults and are imperfect forget and make mistakes. What's the proof? When Pharaoh asked Musa alayhi salam about the previous nations in Surah Taha, Musa said, لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. My Rabb does not make a mistake and he does not forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from faqr, poverty, and bukhl, stinginess. What's the proof? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 64, وَقَالَتُ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةِ. The Jews said, Allah's hand are tied. I mean, bukhl. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. Rather, his hands are spread. يَنْفُقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He spins however he wished, he wills. Another proof is the statement that repeats many times in the Quran. Al-Kareem, لَهُ الْمُلْكِ. For him is the sovereignty of the heavens and earth. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. So how can one who owns the heavens and the earth be poor? In a hadith Qudsi, in Sahih Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, even if the first amongst you and the last amongst you and the whole human race of yours and that of jinn gather together on a sector of land, and all ask of me, and if I were to give every one of them what they asked, that will not in any way decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases what is in the ocean when it is put into it. Another hadith in al-Bukhari states, يَدُ اللَّهُ مَلْأَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hands are full. Allah spends during the night and the day, but it does not reduce his wealth. He is al-Quddus. He is free from the fault of being poor or being stingy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from having a sahib, one who is similar to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from this imperfection. None is like him in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Maryam, هَلْ تَعْلَمْ لَهُ سَمِيَّةِ. Do you know of any one who is similar to him? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلَهُ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like unto him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is none co-equal or comparable unto him. So, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Quddus, so what do we do? This is a quality we should try to and emulate. How? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and his kalam, speech is pure, how should our hearts be dirty and filthy? Should we be unclean in our body, in our actions, in our intentions, in our aqidah? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Quddus, and everything that comes from His is pure, the first requirement is, let's clean al-aqidah. We must have the right tawheed and the right iman. In the hadith in Bukhari, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action is the best? And they replied, Imanu billah wa rasulih. To have iman in Allah and His Messenger. The worst sin is ascribing a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith Qudsi in Bukhari, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the son of Adam denied me, and he has no right to do so, and he has insulted me, and he has no right to do so. And as for his right of denying me, it is his saying that Allah will not resurrect me. And for his insulting me, it is his saying that Allah has taken to himself a son, while I am the one, the everlasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our hearts, intentions, and actions. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look to your faces and your wills, but He looks to your hearts and to your deeds. Be clean from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from lies, from jealousy, and all such vices. A man in Allah is clean, and He will only help the one who is clean. It can only be in a qalb that is salim, sound and good. Clean in our actions. First, we should have physical tahara. We should clean ourselves. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and loves beauty, that narrated by Muslim. We should do tahara of our bodies, so that we are fit to do ibadah. Because if we are not clean, we cannot pray. Read Quran or other deeds, then we have to perform salah so that we can clean ourselves from the past sins. As proof, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba, if someone baths in a river outside of his house 5 times a day, will there be any impurity left on him? That's narrated by a Muslim. This is the example of salah. Salah also prevents from future sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Indeed, the salah prevents from the indecency and evil. Also, we should give zakah. In giving zakah and giving sadaqah for the sake of Allah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Quddus. He deserves that which is good. When the Sahaba would give sadaqah, it was the best sadaqah. They could give Aisha radiallahu anha would clean the sadaqah. She gave and perform it, perfume it. And she would say, it goes in the hands of Allah before it goes in the hands of the one who is asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves those actions that are pure. Our actions and intentions should be good. In a hadith, in Sahih Muslim, we learn, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, a tayyib, and He only accepts that which is pure. Subhana al-Malik al-Quddus, Rabbu al-Malaikatu wal-Ruh. So, after giving the salam in salah, you can supplicate 3 times. Subhana al-Malik al-Quddus. How perfect the King, the Holy One is. You can say that 3 times. On the 3rd time, you can raise the voice and say, Rabbul Malaika wa Ruh, Lord of the angels, and the Ruh, which is the angel Jibreel. سبوح قدوس رب الملائكة والروح. We can also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the name al-Quddus. When you want barakah in your time or energy, remember, the second meaning of Al-Quddus is Al-Mubarak. And also, we can make dua with this name when you want to develop sincerity. Call upon the pure to purify your intentions. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.